This is the FC Profession Series podcast, a monthly discussion of news relevant to the U.S. Army Finance Corps worldwide, abridged from the FC Profession Series webcast.
Good morning, Financial Management and Comptroller World. Glad everybody was able to join. Appreciate you dialing in to this profession series where we want to talk about strengthening the profession. We really want to take a look at it from the enlisted perspective of what we're trying to do to strengthen our enlisted corps. We're really looking at it from a technical standpoint. I believe it's important that we expand what our enlisted soldiers are currently doing, and we actually build some new capabilities into what we're asking our enlisted soldiers to do. There's a couple of things that we've recently done to try to get after strengthening a profession. One of them is we did a symposium here in D.C. on February 11th and 12th. That symposium, we really dug into this enlisted guide that we're trying to develop and come out with by the end of third quarter of this fiscal year. So this Financial Management and Comptroller Enlisted Guide, it really complements the career map. So what we're going to do is we're going to take different positions out of the different units, and we're going to define, you know, what do we think that dispersing manager should do? What do we think that budget analyst should do? What do we think the AFMIC internal control individual should do? So it's just going to give those individual non-commissioned officers another tool that they can go to and look at to help them identify what they should be doing in the positions they're in. And it also get them prepared for if we put them on assignment to go to a position that they're not familiar with, they'll be able to kind of look in the guide, see what that position entails, and it'll break down more in depth what we expect them to be able to accomplish while they're in that position.
Well, I'd just like to, again, start off by saying thank you very much for those opening remarks, Sergeant Major. In reference to this enlisted guide that you've been working on with the rest of the team out across the enterprise, we appreciate that. But before we go over to the panel guests, I do want to ask you a question. If you can kind of just address, to the community, the overall community that's tuned in right now, and will probably be watching this later on as well, you know, what was the driving force behind, you know, this concept coming up from your perspective when you started thinking about, you know, the enlisted guide as a whole?
Well, the concept, actually, we created the Finance Senior Enlisted Integration Committee. So that's a bunch of the senior finance SAR majors from COMPOs 1, 2, and 3. We get together and we start having discussions. And a part of one of our discussions was the utilization of the non-commissioned officer and the enlisted population. And we all kind of felt like, you know, there were areas where we think we could be utilized more efficiently or, you know, more expanded. But there was no foundational documentation out there to really give supervisors any direction on what should this enlisted soldier be doing in a certain position. And I mean, we can't make phone calls to every organization, to every unit to say, hey, this is. So we wanted to put together some kind of documented guide that we can send out to the field, and it's coming from ASAFMC to say, hey, this is how we feel like you should be utilizing those enlisted. So it really came from the senior enlisted sergeant majors talking and just understanding like, hey, you know, we do feel like our enlisted are not being utilized to their full capability.
So folks, we actually have an esteemed panel with us today. And the great thing about this panel is that it is across all COMPOs. So we have COMPO 1, 2, and 3. So we're going to dive deep into this, into the theme, which is strengthening the profession. The enlisted guide is going to at least give them those left and right, is going to give them a foundation to say, hey, this is what you can expect out of, let's say a SAR major, or Master Sergeant, Sergeant First Class, that's on Sergeant, so forth, right? Somebody hit on the panel. Someone talk about that, really.
Mr. Singh, I'll chime in.
Sergeant Major, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. just want to clarify, the enlisted guide is just that. It's guidance that we're asking the field to take a look at and use to utilize their non-commissioned officer. So the guide is there, but it's not set in stone that this non-commissioned officer needs to do all of these particular tasks within this job description that we're putting in the guide. It's basically to take away the limitations. We want to expand because our non-commissioned officers, they are doing some great things in these different positions. But the problem is they might be stuck doing one particular job or one particular function, and we're not expanding their horizon. So I think the guide I'm hoping that it gives comfort to these supervisors out here to say, hey, you know, ASAFMC took a look at these positions, and they actually are suggesting that we can expand the utilization of these non-commissioned officers. And that way that they can get more of an experience in that RM world or the FM world.
I think the enlisted guide will also help our enlisted personnel on understanding the opportunities of advancement. Because on the enlisted guide, they'll see the different levels, different positions, and what their those open requirements or responsibilities that they will have. So I think it will open up those career pathways, and then they can use that to plan their goals and future positions and stuff like that. So they can switch from different positions and see where their growth is. So I think that enlisted guide helps that.
I think the enlisted guide is going to be a big help. If you break it down and you look into our formations right now, right? And I'll use the battalions as an example. The experience, a lot of the experience is missing, right? For whatever reason, those hardened NCOs and officers that we grew up with may not be in the battalions in full force, right? And also another point that this enlisted guy is going to help with as well is that a lot of the NCOs that we get into the Corps now are reclasses. So you have staff sergeants that are looked at as by their rank, and they come into a finance unit. And if I look at somebody and I see a staff sergeant, well, okay, I expect you to be able to do a DA or a DN. Well, in reality, they pretty much got the same training that Private Fuzzy got in AIT. So they're not there yet. So again, this enlisted guide, it is going to help. I think it's going to help tremendously. It basically just to lay out the expectations and for the civilians as well as the soldiers coming into finance corps.
If I may,
yeah, of course.
Just to bridge off of what Sergeant Major Cropper said, and that is absolutely correct. The NCOs we had in the past that the salty, crusty types that knew everything, were seasoned in finance and everything else, Army. A lot of them have gone. A lot of them have retired. A lot of them have moved on. So many of the folks coming in, especially in Compo 3, brand new. And many of those we've actually moved up quite quickly. So what does that leave us? That leaves us with some challenges. And the NCO guide is a tool and a framework which we can use to get ourselves back to the basics, to be able to align our evaluations and our counseling, and to be able to define what the roles are that we need to employ, especially when we're working with people who don't put on the suit every day and have to reassess and relearn and revisit what we do in finance in the Army.
In terms of speaking to reclass, because I have seen that a lot as well, but that's where we have to take a little bit more time in encouraging development, as far as like maybe they have to take some more certification classes or financial management training, or just more mentoring to help them get to where they need to be so they can be more specialized. And that's where the guide will come in and help. If you know that you're E6 and it's going to outline the duties and responsibilities of what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be headed. And once they understand that and take that in consideration, I think that that guide will assist with that. So I think just a little bit of more creativity of how we can get those soldiers, we just got to be a little bit more creative in helping them get more specialized in their skills.
There's a lot of times when a position will be advertised, either it's an ADOS or, in an AGR position, and folks will come on without the experience and or they'll be working for, a senior official who expects them to kind of be able to do certain actions that are financed that could either be on the budget realm on GFIPS or, our pay. But unfortunately, the service member is not trained up on that. And then there's issues, right? So I've seen it firsthand where they've, put in soldiers in a position and now the expectation is, okay, well, we need you to do this. But you're asking your ask actually doesn't have to match with, the service member that's actually in that grade. Sergeant Major Ellis, do you want to chime in on that? I think you guys probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because in Compo 2, we normally train mostly on FinOps, financial operations. And that's what we mostly get our training. But then, like you stated, if we come to the headquarters building or just anywhere else to a battalion, we're expected to understand and know resource management, financial management. So that's where you have to take accountability for yourself, maybe to dig in a little bit and try to learn more what you can learn. And I know that Sister Madison mentioned cross-training, but somebody in there and that you work with, they know the answer. So you're just going to have to go to them and try to, like I stated earlier, get developed. Unfortunately, at that level, you should already know. But at the same time, you're in that position. So you just got to do what you got to do to get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely correct. We don't, in the Compo 2, Compo 3 realm, we don't have time to train on a lot of the systems that go with resource management and, many of the operational contract support key tasks. We do have some people that are blessed to take assignments where they are able to bring themselves up to speed and become experts in those fields. But by and large, for regular drills and annual training, there's just not enough time to do it. So what we rely on is the experience domain to assist us with, with having enough of those subject matter experts. And then, of course, when we have new individuals that come into assignments, such as the one that I occupied in Riyadh with security assistance, we put them on the rack and we give them some tools. And we say go, and we give them all the help and support that they can get and see how quickly they can start with basic tasks and move themselves up to more complex tasks. And it's kind of what we're used to in the Guard and Reserve is really just getting up to speed quickly because that's the nature of the beast. That's what we've got to do.
I guess as we talk to an enlisted guy specific, are there going to be trainings and expectations that are going to be outlined in the enlisted guide that will, set that individual for the future? The reason I bring that personally is because sometimes, at least from my perspective, the training that I've noticed, like, it'll be like, hey, and it'll be on the career map, and I'll say, oh, if you're in this grade or this grade, go get this training, right? Because it looks good for, let's say, the board. My issue, though, and I've seen it firsthand, is, I get someone, they got the training, but they got the training 3 years ago. And the best way we learn is OJT, right? Versus just getting a certificate. So how do we kind of get that challenge over so that when they do receive that training, which is usually good training, it could be either Syracuse or USC or wherever it is, how does that training kind of cross over so that it can actually be functioning versus just, store something that I look
Mr. Singh, I would tell you with the enlisted guide, what we've asked the working groups to do is we ask them to break down what system accesses should this individual have in this particular position, what certifications, what training apply to this particular position. Because what like you gave a great example, I mean, we encourage our, you know, we'll take a brigade S8, you know, we encourage those individuals to go to like the Army comptroller course. But I mean, at that level, if they're talking about like Army level comptrollership, is it really helping them down at the brigade level? So we're focusing on the training and the courses that we're saying that you should have for that individual job to make it more reflective of what you're going to be doing at that level. Now, not saying that you can't go to those other courses, but the guide is really focusing on what courses can we get the bang for our buck. If we only had 3 or 4 courses we can send you to, these are the 3 or 4 courses that we suggest you go to that will directly relate to what we're asking you to do in that job, just that job that you're currently serving in.
Yeah, so actually working on this enlisted guide helped me because we're on a warfighter exercise in this coming month. So we're bringing in some Compo 2 soldiers. So now I had like a reference of what systems they need to be trained on, accesses, what transactions they need to be trained on. So because they'll be here with a few weeks and they're excited to come and learn how we operate, you know, the on the budget systems. So with this enlisted guide, I think the leaders will help, you know, be familiar with what the requirements are and what the training needs to be provided. So they'll take out something from the warfighter exercise that they will be attending.
All right. I just want to say I appreciate the panel members for being a part of this. I think it was very informative, and hopefully the listeners out there got something out of it. I will tell you the enlisted guide is going to be a working document. So we're not capturing every single enlisted position in every organization on the first cut. We just picked a few and then we're going to put that out and then we're going to update it and we're going to keep getting it to where we needed to get it. So it won't be all inclusive on version 1. This is going to be updated yearly or at least biannually. I want to thank the financial management and comptroller professionals out there for what you do every single day. And I just want to let you know, we're trying to strengthen our profession and we're trying to do it all as one army. So Compo 1, 2, and 3, we're going to continue to work together and continue to get after the challenges that we're faced with. So I appreciate the time and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much. Again, to the panel members and Sergeant Major Anderson, you know, on behalf of ASFMC, the schoolhouse, and USFMCOM, you know, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedules and you know, giving us this segment. To the audience members, again, thank you for tuning in. Again, we appreciate you supporting the profession series. This is a monthly occurrence. So with that being said, we hope you all have a great week. To support and serve. Take care.
If you would like to see the full-length video of this presentation, simply follow the Divids link in the description.